for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Yeah, we got a big dating game today. Ronda Rousey is going to pick between GSP and Diaz.
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Uh-huh.
She's going to call in?
All three of them calling in.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, Ari.
Can
how
she
are
go
you
with both? Ari, seductive. Real quick, Ari, then I got to get this up. Did you fuck my ex-girlfriend? Did you bone my ex-girlfriend?
Sam, you've always been upset about this.
I know, I'm not. It's been 10 years.
Wait,
did you?
Which one? Oh, Canada?
Yeah. You blew my
ass. Did.
You're such an asshole.
You did.
That's such bull.
How did you know this?
That's not the sound Ari makes. So you basically punched Christina Walkinshaw
in her
asshole.
Did you punch her in the
butt? That's not.
That's not how it went? You just choked her?
Look, man.
Snooze, you lose.
No, we didn't do anything. I'm just friends with Christina.
Oh, you just beat off on her face or something?
Dude, she's fucking over 30. Why would I be interested in that?
Oh, that's.
I could see that actually being a factor for Ari.
Ari, we'll get into all your awesome. I heard some great stuff. I know I wasn't here last week, but I heard some great stuff about your time in Montreal. Real quick, joining us in studio.
Super fan. Yeah,
who's the fucking
UFC fighter?
Guy?
Yeah, it's a UFC fighter. He weighs 135. No. Please welcome puncher and correspondent Dan Panini ZZ.
Dan Pazzini. Am I saying that right? Dan? Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Yeah, Dan Squad is a Montana correspondent.
Correspondent, big fan, hanging out at the store. We're like, he's like, loves the show. I'm like, dude, come on tomorrow. Who knows, Barry will be there.
Well, he also paid for Tebow's drinks last night, so that's what you get him. That's how you get him for free. Either come right on the website or pay for Tebow's bar bill at the Comedy Store and you get in on the show.
Yep. So thank you for the $1,000 donation last night. And, Ari, dude, what about the big news, Ari?
Ari, what are you looking
at? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to get in that right now?
Texts are rolling in last night.
Okay, before we get into that,
nuts, man.
Let me just do a couple things. Ari, where are you going to be next week? Okay. Tebow, where are you going to be? All right. I will be... No. Tonight, if you're listening live, the Rock and Pole World Championships, live at the Viper Room, Tara Patrick, Jason Ellis will be there, Steve Rivers from Limp Bizkit, Too Short will be judging, Brad Williams, Josh Wolf of the Wild Wolf Band, Don Barris, Jason Tebow, and the Barris Candy Overdrive, and Clownvis, and much, much more. All there. 8 pole dancers, 8 singers compete for $500 in cash, sex toys, and weed.
That's great, man.
It's only $10, dude. It's going to be packed. It's going to be greatness. I will be in Tampa Bay August 8th, Jacksonville August 9th, Orlando, August 10th, with Red Band. It's the Death Squad Dirty Comedy Tour. Come check it out. And, okay, Ari, cut you off. Where are you going to be?
I'll just be here most of this week. And Shroom Fest is August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Shroom Fest! August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Will Tebow relapse again for that?
Why not?
On relapse to relapse.
Fuck it. Why not?
Can you relapse when you're already relapsing? That is the question.
I think if anybody can, it's someone with the work ethic of Jason
Tebow. Hey, I'll find a fucking way, asshole.
Well done, Ari Shaffir. Well done. Real quick, if you love coffee, you got to go to to cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk for 10% off. Help us help you help us. And then we also got guys from BetDSI going to be calling in. They got something really awesome, Ari. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll talk about that when they call in. But go to BetDSI. Use Punch Drunk. Get $10 betting cash. And just get the party started.
Yeah. Just get the party started.
Go to the website. Go to Amazon. If you're going to go buy anything on Amazon, you know, go through our website. Throw some money at your boys. God damn it.
Throw some money at your boys. Help us help you help us.
All right. Did you get those pants in Canada?
These pants?
Yeah.
What pants? No, yeah, come on! Those. It's not even, at least be erect. And why are you wearing camouflage booty
shorts?
Is
that a skirt, you
is
fucking...
Is that a skirt? What is that?
That is a skirt.
Why does it look like you're trying to hide in Kool-Aid? What are you doing?
Is that Christina Walkinshaw's skirt?
Oh, yeah, she'd leave it over after you fucking tongued her butt?
What a dumbass banging Tripoli's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, what an asshole.
He's wearing Girl's Cookie Monster panties.
What is that?
They're Sesame shorts. Sesame Street Jesus. Shorts.
Who molested you?
It's underwear. Men wear underwear sometimes.
How good was Sam's ex in bed?
Oh, dude, that sweet poon was...
Dude, did she call you the N-word? She's the one who started that.
No, she did not. Really?
No, a Mexican did, but it sounded like a good story.
It did,
It's fine. I've got no interest in her sexually at all. Back when you were dating her, she was younger and cuter. That was 10 years ago.
I haven't seen her for a while. Why? She aged?
We've all aged. She's 25.
What?
She's not 25, 26 anymore.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So did you bang some Montreal nines?
I banged in Montreal 7.5. Maybe Montreal 7.5.
He banged 3 threes. Is that a 9?
Eight. Montreal 8. What?
I said you banged 3 threes. Is that a 9?
That's a count. That's a definite count. That's what Adam Ebay always said. Fuck, like, yeah, man, 2 fives make a 10. Because he was talking about some gross threesome he had. I was like, yeah, but 2 threes make a 6.
Yeah.
You mean the new town coordinator said that?
Is it me, or does Ari look like he's sleeping at IKEA right now?
Yeah, it does, right?
Are you going to add any flavor to this new house you're at? Or where are you staying? West Point? Are you in the military academy? What's going on here? Oh, nice. Zero color? That's great.
Yeah.
So that's your studio. How much you paying for that month? Four grand?
Four grand, yeah.
That's my one bedroom, and I'm paying way too much. Plus, my friend from Yeshiva just told me he's moving to Kent Mill, to Silver Spring, Maryland, where I used to live.
Yeah.
He's renting a 4-bedroom house with a yard for $500 less than I'm paying for this one bedroom.
Ari, I still don't know why you went to New York. For a guy who gigs so much on the road, it just doesn't make sense financially. For you to be there. And I know you like that, and you probably live right next to that child molester who got shot. But
I saw the
shootout
tape and everything up yesterday. All the cars were there, all the networks were there, this news. It was so cool. All the cops were out there.
Tell our callers, if you could, to call in a little while. I know who they are. We got to get into a couple things, and then we'll do that. But we can't.
Callers, call in a little while. We know who you are. We got to do a couple things, then we'll get into that.
Thank you, Ari. Thank you. I wanted... That sounded exactly like him, too. Thank you for repeating what I said, but way more Jewier.
Yeah.
Ari, do you want... Let's get into the big news.
Big news. Big news in the comedy
world. Dude, last night...
Around the world.
Last night, it was like... Remember when, like, the Wicked Witch died and all the munchkins were dancing and singing and everybody was happy? That's what the whole place was like.
I don't necessarily
with the
agree
exception
with that.
Of Dean Del Rey. Everybody else very happy about it.
I wouldn't be. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it'd be a little more crazier. I thought the place would be packed and everyone was talking about it. There was definitely two camps.
Yesterday was Monday. It was your open mic night, so everybody who was a wannabe comic to a B comic.
It wasn't as packed as I thought. I thought it'd be like... Like one of those nights, like when it's like there's everybody around.
When did it happen? Did it happen yesterday?
Yeah.
At work?
Why don't you tell what happened?
Tebow.
Sorry, I was texting those callers when to call. It happened yesterday, from what I understand.
And Tommy showed up to work?
That's what I don't know if he showed up or not.
We got to tell people what we're talking about.
Yeah. Right? I asked Tebow to do.
Well, I don't know what I can and can't say, but. Tommy, the town coordinator at the Comedy Store, who a lot of people...
Don't say why he got fired. No, not gonna. No.
But 10 years he's been a town coordinator there.
Yeah, he's the guy that took over for Duncan Trussell as town coordinator, and he's the guy that basically says whether you can perform there or not and what days you have spots.
Yeah. Now, with any talent coordinator, no matter who it is, there's going to be a line of people who get in and don't get in. And he's going to set that line, whatever it is. And just like Jeff Ross, when he's trying to cast the writers for a show for The Burn,
right.
He's like, somebody's going to be pissed at me. No matter how many people I bring in, the next three guys are going to be pissed at me.
Yep. Yeah.
So Tommy is and always and was the face of rejection for a lot
yes,
of people.
For a lot of people. And there was no rhyme or reason for some of the decisions he made.
I will say this. His legacy was, when he started, changed a lot for the better over there.
I would say this. There was a lot, with the exception of our friend over here,
yeah.
He did a lot of good things.
Yeah, there's always some exceptions to people slipping sure. the cracks in the wrong way. But I think overall, in the beginning, he was great. I think then he got complacent. But go ahead, Tebow.
Where he messed up is he didn't develop young talent.
Right.
Okay? Dan, shut up. I'm talking.
I'm not
he didn't
sure
develop
true.
Young talent, dude.
Not sure if that's true.
And, well, I mean,
look at Whitney. Look at Whitney. Look at D'Elia.
Yeah, but I would say that those guys are, well, I would tell you that Whitney
they
was
weren't.
Way more developed than you're giving her credit for. She was coaching, I mean, she was teaching acting classes at this major acting class. She was getting a couple spots here and there all over the place. But we'll give him that. But he never hardly made any of the door guys regulars. He didn't work them in. He made it so...
Tony, Matt Edgar.
Tony, Edgar. Yep.
Benji.
Okay, I'm wrong on that then. All right, then maybe he was great. And I'm sad he's
gone. I don't think what you're saying is right.
Okay. Thank you. I love when you repeat what I say back to me.
My problem with him has always been
just about the developing young talent. I don't think that's...
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you that.
With the exception of the people like Esther and Tony and those guys that would stand at the cover booth and talk to him for 2.5 hours at a time. To me, that's not developing young talent.
Yeah, he definitely made people, the young guys, work a lot harder than they had before.
He would do shit like this to me. You know, he would do a spot, and I'd be like, oh, cool, Tommy gave me the spot. He's going to watch me go up. I would tell my first joke, and I specifically remember one instance where my first joke was, like, kind of dirty. But then my whole act, I'm like, I don't want to be too dirty in front of Tommy. So it was, like, the only dirty part of my act was, like, this one joke in the very beginning.
Wow.
I watch him walking out of the room on my first joke. To go out in the back and smoke pot.
Yeah.
He comes back in at the end to give me the light. I go over to him and he goes, all your jokes can't be dirty like that.
What?
I go, you heard the first joke and left the room.
Yeah, but if you want to show him you're not dirty, why would you open up with a dirty joke?
I mean, there was no reason. I didn't even have to do that. It's not like he specifically said, don't be dirty.
Well, he just told you, if you know he thinks you're too dirty,
he had never said that before. He had never, ever. This is years ago.
He says that in general.
This is years ago. I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't at all.
His excuse for me going at the end of the show every night for 10 years was I said the F word too much. And then I watched Camparillo use the F word as a noun, a vergative. Verb and an adjective.
A vergative.
Vergative.
That's where you rape a virgin.
Yeah.
A vergative.
They had adverb as a word, but you've changed it to the other way, a vergative.
Okay. All right, Ari, one more of those comments. I'm going to cut your Skype. Just let you know.
You do not cut my Skype, Stan.
I will not cut your Skype.
It's the one time we have him on Skype, not walking down the street with buses and fire engines going by.
Hollywood Ari is seductive. Look how... Isn't that great J-Date picture right there?
That's his, like...
Right?
Like talking on Skype to some girl.
Fat Jew nuts, hit me up. Right? Look
at
that.
That's a terrible picture.
It's his wacky selfie right there. Look at that.
Look at that. Ugh. Oh, man. I just had a stroke, Ari.
I got to be honest with you. Tommy, even though he drove me crazy, gave me a lot of spots, and I was very thankful for it. You know, it's like Steve Simone said last night, the devil you know. Sometimes the devil you know is way better than the devil you don't know.
Well, the thing is, not everybody's 100% good or 100% bad. So then it's like, if you fire him, now you have to... I mean, there was annoyances where I had to follow D'Elia every single set I went on, D'Elia or Ingram. That was the only... And it's like, come on, man, switch it up. But at the same time, I'm getting on.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, this is great. I'm like, I mean, a lot of people wanted him gone, me in particular. But it's like, you don't know what's coming next.
What about Elf, who wanted to be Booker? And you know, it would have just been a fucking...
Moshe would have been the Dean Del Rey.
No, it would have been, what was it? What's that place theater everybody works out of now? That's
UCB.
Yeah,
UCB.
It would be UCB West.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have any insight. He would just be like, oh, those people like this guy? Okay, we should like him too.
Ooh, this guy just worked a commercial. Let me put him up. This guy's wacky glasses reminds me of people I hung out with in high school. Let me put him up.
That's a problem. No matter what it is, it's all going to go down to taste. So any talent coordinator, any position or network, a lot of it's taste. So if one guy is into this style of comedy and the new guy comes in and is into this style, it's not better or worse. It's just his taste. It's
Let me ask so you something, Ari. Here's what I would tell the new booker. Nobody needs more than 3 spots a week in that room. 3 spots.
Unless it's...
I would say, unless you're getting ready for something or some, I would say 3-4 if you're a superstar.
Yep.
What are there, 6 nights of shows?
Yeah. It's Tuesday through Sunday. What?
I think Bobby Lee, a kind of guy like that, should get 4 spots.
All right, I'm fine with that. Him. But he shouldn't get a double spot on Saturday. There's no reason to do the main room and the OR.
Slap in the face to every other comic, especially the ones not getting spots. They're saying, this guy's so good that he's worth twice as much as... We don't have enough people to fill up 2 lineups.
Right. There's so many funny people. Dan, shut up. There's so many funny people that he... Give a young comic that OR spot.
Yeah, late night spot? Why not?
I love Bobby Lee.
OR spot on a Saturday is not that good.
This Fox... They're doing a new Fox show where they're showcasing stand-ups, and I wanted to fill my set. So I called Tommy, right?
It's for Hofstetter?
Yeah. I'm so happy for him. Steve Hofstetter. Guy who's been hustling forever. Did something everybody's dreamed of, getting their own show going up against Saturday Night Live. I think that's a fucking dream gig. But he gets his show. He's like, Sam, record your set. I want to show you to my people. And I'm like, okay. I called Tommy. I'm like, Tommy, can I do a guest spot on Sunday to record my set? This was not the Sunday past, but the Sunday before that.
He goes, guest spot on Sunday. Absolutely. You're recording a 5-6 minute set. Absolutely.
Yeah. Can I do that, Tommy? Can I do that? What did he say? Nah, sorry, I already gave Bobby Lee a please allow. Why? Why is Bobby Lee getting... He's not working on anything.
There's multiple problems with that. One, why is Bobby Lee getting a please allow when that just is going to push the lineup back? Why not just give him a spot?
Yeah.
And two, why would you not give someone a spot who needs it?
Yeah, but...
You're getting complacent and lazy. I agree with both
those. But let's also work on why is Bobby Lee being put in the lineup... He's not working on anything. I mean, I love Bobby Lee as much as anybody else, and I do love him.
But he also has 4 spots that week, too.
But
here's where it came down to. It's because Bobby called too late. He'd already made the lineups, I'm sure. And then Bobby said, I'm actually available Sunday. He goes, I'll just squeeze you in. Instead of just like, no, make new calls and say, just so you know, you're 15 minutes later than you were.
Yeah.
Make the calls again.
But it would take another 15 minutes. Or just be like, Bobby, the list is fucking set. What do you... You know, I mean, that's my biggest problem with Tommy. He made comics bigger than the Comedy Store. And I know it's just a comedy club, but still.
Calls in at the Comedy Cellar? You know who calls in and makes them give him a spot? Now, they don't put their real names on the lineup, but these are the people that call in and get spots. Jim Norton, Amy Schumer, Aziz Ansari, Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
These people all call in and get a time on the lineup instead of bumping the lineup.
Yeah. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And I love Bobby. That's not a negative thing. But it's just like when someone's trying to do something, they already got 7 spots that week.
Yeah.
The funny thing is like, so Adam's taken over temporarily. Adam eBay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the people.
So much more wannabe women comics.
Coming up to him last night. And like, from Josh Adam Myers to everybody else, to Dean Delroy, to everybody.
By the way.
Wanted to take a fucking minute of his time to be like, hey, just so you know. So he's showing me all these texts from everybody from.
How many of them have tit shots?
From Matt Taylor to a Jay Davis to, all of those people blowing up his texts. To all these people that were girls that he would actually put his thumb over their name. So I wouldn't know who it was. But he's like, just so you know, this is what's happening right now. And there was at least 3 different girls that were like, hey, we should get coffee soon. I haven't talked to you in a while. Like, it would never dawn on him that that's why you're texting me. You cunt.
By the way, Adam is the new George Hamilton. He is just tan in a suit.
Yep.
I mean, dude, just like been in Arizona, smoking meth, staring at the sun for a month, kind of fucking tan.
I'm sending him a text right now. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Ask him if you make you regular, you'll suck his dick.
Yep. Dude, it's just all these chicks. But so many... It was a very interesting What's it say?
What does it say? Fuck you.
Yeah, call him a suit. Yeah. You fucking suit pig. What? You suit.
We got a major call going on. Major call. Hey, Dan, why don't you say a couple words so they know what you sound like?
Dan, are you dying from cancer? What's your disease?
I'm diseaseless.
He's diseaseless, but he's been hanging out at the Comedy Store the last couple nights, so you're pretty much, you got one coming down the pipes,
You
kid.
Got another thing coming.
HBB, at least. Did you know Punky got rear-ended in the hospital?
Punky is?
Yeah.
Really?
The waitress?
No, waitress.
Oh, no. And are you talking about? Whose husband did our website?
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I went to bring her. I was in Toronto for one day. I went to bring her to Jersey, but she's in the hospital.
Okay, man. Laura Johnson, hope you get better, man. That's really sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'd like to throw my 2 cents in. If you die, your fucking relatives ain't getting that shirt, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was that really necessary?
I'm throwing it in the garbage.
Oh, you're so funny, dude.
Welcome to the show that has no soul, everybody.
Right at the gate, Ari's like, what are you dying from, idiot?
Oh, Jesus.
And by the way, Punky, you better make it through this. Otherwise, that shirt's going to somebody else.
Ari's always about that bottom line.
Ari is about the bottom line. Cut out one more little
course. Now, here's what's going to happen. Here's, like, you tell me the theories yesterday, but here's what I see happening.
Yeah.
Guys, like Argus, like Nasser, like people like that. When Tom Landry, when the Cowboys got sold,
I was in
6th or 7th grade, Cowboys got sold, and Tom Landry was out. He was a 25-year coach. I think the only coach of the Cowboys ever, maybe? Maybe one of only two coaches ever?
Yeah, very few.
Yeah, they were an expansion team. And he was out. The new guys, we don't have any allegiance to you. So how many people is he going to dump right now, the new talent coordinators, as they come in?
How many people is he going to dump?
New people.
I don't know if anybody's even going to get dumped. I don't think anyone's going to get dumped. Phase out on spots.
I think he's going to phase out. Part of me goes, maybe I'll be phased out, but
that's what we got to think too. Maybe these guys like us, right in that 40-year-old range, we're like, you ain't young. You want to develop young guys? Guess what? Yep. The old guys who aren't big names.
Yep. The only thing I think is that I'm not afraid of anybody on that lineup, and I bring value. Late night value too. There is something. The whole thing is that give them some late night comedy so people who stroll in can get some. Not everybody can do those late night spots.
Yep.
I still think that's the only reason I get spots is because I'm one of those guys that could do the late night spots.
To me, though, what was missing was a development. And if you want to develop somebody, you got to get late spots.
Just yell at me that he didn't develop any. They did develop people. Did I not hear that? Can we go back to the tape? I go, yeah, he didn't develop me. And then you jumped on me, and now you just said, what I think is missing is development. Did I not? Jury?
I think...
Batman and Spick. What's going on?
Can I say my input before we go to the jury?
I think I know what he's saying.
He doesn't develop any new comics. Said that. And I'm saying he's not developing material. Guys should be going late and early and in the middle. That's how you develop a crowd sense. You don't say, Sam Tripoli is just a late night comic.
Yep.
3 times a month, you put Sam Tripoli at 9:45.
I don't want it. I'll take it. All I ask is for like a 10:45, 11 spot. I do not want to go earlier than that.
I like anyone who's in your regular lineup. I've told Tommy this. Anyone who's a regular, not just like a guy who gets a spot a year, but anyone who's like in the group of people that are getting spots should get one spot between 9:30 and 11 every month, no matter what. It's got to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me go early. Let me bang and bury some people.
Yeah.
Great point, Ari. We're going to give you a point on that one. Well played.
We should do let's have an episode where we do like an around the horn mock-up.
And everybody point for stuff. All right, I'm in. Do we want to get to the situation that we got going on? Because at 12:40, Bet DSI is coming on with some major announcements. Do we want to get this started that you set up?
Nick Diaz, are you there?
What's up, dog? Fucking Nick Diaz. Okay.
Breaking news, Nick Diaz just got the word that you're back in the UFC, and the rumor is you're going to fight Anderson the Spider Silva. Comment.
Yeah.
Three-fight deal.
It fucking feels good to be back, man. I fucking knew Dana would fucking cave, dog.
So now are you going to be able to finally buy your girlfriend's mom that sweet pontoon boat?
Dude, That's how fucking Dana got me, dog. Pulled up to my fucking house with this fucking pimp-ass fucking tune, man. Fucking loaded with cash, dog. It was a fucking Premier 290 Grandview, dog. 10-foot fucking wide.
Whoa, that is a nice one.
The magazine called that the fucking pontoon of 2013, dog.
Now, that is,
you know,
2014.
That was, yeah, that was, so it's a year old, you know.
Okay, that's...
haven't fucking come out with the best fucking pontoon of 2014 yet. You gotta wait till the end of the fucking year.
Oh, okay. Pontoons do a little different. Instead of cars, like, you can buy a 2015 right now, pontoons go last year. Got you.
So you got the sweetest tuner from 2013, huh?
Dog, I'm fucking pimping. I just had it out in the fucking pond recently, dog. I'm fucking loving it.
Oh, wow. My God. Congratulations on your fight, on your four fight. A lot of people think you're going to fight Anderson Silva. Would you rather fight him or Matt Brown first? And then we got another caller, and this could get ugly.
Dog, I'm going to take this fighter down, then I'm going to fucking mow down fucking Matt Brown. Then me and Robbie Lawler, dog, we got some unfinished fucking business. This guy thinks he can fucking whip me. I'll whip his ass
you
again.
Beat him last time. That was the I remember the fight because it was a
fucking
fight where Nick Diaz
dog.
Let everybody put everybody on notice. That was the big one because everybody thought Lawler was the white Mike Tyson. He was going to go through you, and you boxed him and knocked him the fuck out.
And then after that, dog, who knows? Maybe fucking Carl Parisi
now
fight.
Oh, fucking shit. Hell. Whoa. No. Ari just walked away in his blue shorts. Real quick, online... is your nemesis, please welcome to the show, former champion of the UFC, GSP.
All right, champion. Thank you. It's good to be here.
So amazing.
I didn't think you'd call in, dog. I thought you fucking pushed out.
I'm watching the live video feed, Punch Drunk Sports, so easy a caveman can do it.
Well done, Pump Truck Sports. So easy it came.
Hold on, Dan. You got to give these people a chance to talk, man. Okay.
Dan,
you
got to
keep it down,
shut
though.
Up
or you're gonna
or
have
leave,
to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We got Danny. Won't shut up.
Jump and turn his mic off.
Good to see that Dan Madonia and Josh Caesar finally had a baby.
Oh man.
Yeah, that is a good fucking ring
research.
Right there.
You got to do some research.
Like
Madonia
with the long beard.
That's deep, GSP. I appreciate it.
Oh, sensitive Dan. Guys,
what's the word with your dating game with Rhonda? Are we prepared for this to actually finally go down and we find out who she loves and loves to fuck text?
Yeah, dog, hold on. Let me ask GSP a quick question. Hey, dog, where's Rhonda Rousey? Did you get her to fucking call in?
I have not been in contact with her in the last 3 days or so.
She must
dog, I got her on the
slapping.
Line right now. Fucking Rhonda, are you fucking there?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
Hey, dog, who fucking brought her in?
Mixed martial arts today.
Wow.
Please welcome
Hello,
to the
Rhonda.
Show.
You look, I'm assuming you look beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, of course I do. Stupid fucking question.
Oh, wow, God. Dude, that's a goddamn
Rousey, let us first say, Punch Drunk Sports,
big fan
of yours.
Big fan.
Didn't jump
up. I give a damn about a bad reputation.
Okay, I'm going to say something, Rhonda. At first, this podcast, this radio show, not a big fan of yours, but now, after your last couple fights, you are the king or queen of female MMA.
Yeah, I'm the queen of all MMA. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm awesome, yeah. That's right.
You really are.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Dude, I'm not lying to you. I felt blood rushing to my junk.
Dude, I felt blood rushing to your junk.
Yeah, I felt it too.
Let me ask you something before
so did
we.
I, yeah.
Can I ask you something, Rhonda?
Sure.
Who would you rather fight next, Gina Carano or Cyborg?
Cyborg.
Wow, that's why she's a champion.
I'd love to see that.
She calls out. She's not afraid of real fights.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Now, Rhonda, we got both these guys on, but. You know, you're
Let me just ask a question real quick to Ronda Rousey. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Be respectful, Ari, of the champion.
I'm totally respectful. Ronda, you're an amazing champion. Don't you think that the women's bantamweight division or whatever you're in is kind of pointless because you're the only one who can fight in that division?
I don't know. I think you're kind of pointless, so.
Well,
oh, shit, dog. Fuck yeah, man. That's fucking
oh, my God. Can I... Can I get into this dating game? Because I'm really turned on right now.
I know.
Not only can she fight, but she just beat Ari in a bet of wits.
Right?
That was awesome. Now, Rhonda, let me ask you something before we get into this whole thing. What kind of man are you attracted to? Like, because being like a super alpha female, guys think you'd probably want a super alpha male, but maybe you go the opposite way and you like a little nerd with glasses that you can peg in the ass or something like that.
I like dudes who like to fuck.
You like dudes who like to fuck?
I like dudes who like to fuck. That's really important to me. That's probably like number one thing.
So far, so good.
So far, check.
Yeah. I prefer if they don't wear glasses because they're probably going to get broken when we're fucking.
Oh, so that's great.
Kind of out on the glasses.
Okay.
You know, they've got to be able to fight. They've got to be able to put me in a go-go plata. They've got to be able to put me in an arm bar. Those are real important to me. Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
This is way better than I ever thought it would go.
Yeah.
That's a huge bitch. Now,
Ari doing?
What are you doing?
She likes French Canadians as well.
I'm just trying to show her my fucking moves.
She likes.
Rhonda likes. Do you like Ari Shaffir in a happy baby pose right now? Can you see Rhonda? He's going happy baby.
Baby needs his diaper changed.
That's a modified rubber guard if I've ever seen
really
one.
Whoa! Ronda Rousey said you looked really good, Ari.
Nice, I like it.
Now, let me ask you something, Rhonda, and then we'll get into this. Is there any kind of, fetish? Like, Ari likes to punch chicks in buttholes. I like to be called the N-word. And Tebow likes any chick that has available couch for him to sleep on. What would you be attracted... What are you attracted to?
Like, my number one thing I'm attracted to?
Yeah, like, what do you like? You like getting choked and spit on? You like your ass eaten? Like, what do you like?
I like my ass eaten, and I like nibbling on cauliflower ears. That's probably my favorite thing.
That is great. That is so great.
Is it low carbs?
I mean, I'm going to tell...
Yeah, it's low carbs, you know, keeps me in shape, but yeah.
This might be up for Punchy Award as greatest caller ever. I mean, am I wrong, Tebow?
I mean, it's early, but yeah.
Okay. It's early.
It's not. It is kind of early, but it's. What are you doing? We're hearing some.
I think that might be GSP beating off.
Okay.
That is me. I was just crushing some cat litter to snort real quick.
Wait, you're snorting cat litter?
Times are getting crazy over here.
Must be a special K drought up there.
Now, wait a minute. Your drugs have gone from, like, you're not even doing real drugs. Last week you were snorting computer spray.
Duster.
And now you're...
you do the marijuana, it's a gateway drug. Next thing you know, you're huffing computer spray and crushing kitty litter. It's, you need to taste that high.
Hey. All right, let's get into this. Jason, you, I'm going to let you run this.
All right, guys, are we ready for the big dating game?
Fuck yeah, dog.
All right.
Everyone's born ready?
GSP, now, you guys have a history of competing against each other, so who knows how this is going to go. Rhonda. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Now, do you have questions prepared to ask both of the Nick as well as GSP?
I do, yeah. These are kind of like my standard first date questions that I ask.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, so, go for it.
You're ready now? God. Okay.
Okay, hold on. You can't see either of these guys, so you don't know who's answering what.
Correct.
So totally blind.
Well, I think she'll have an idea.
Who just choose has the best answers, and you won't know. We'll reveal later who answered what.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, dog. Fucking.
I will be bachelor number two.
Okay. Yeah, but no, your favorite jiu-jitsu move for a first date.
For a fucking first date, I gotta go with the Oma fucking Plata, dog.
Oh, okay.
Or a close second would be a fucking go-go Plata, dog. Anything with a fucking Plata, I'm fucking down for.
Okay, so if you got me into a go-go Plata, then what would you do next?
Oh, dog, I'd fucking tap you the fuck out. I'm a fucking fighter.
So then what would that
fucking
going?
Do? If I get you in a high-level fucking move, you're fucking going down, dog.
That's a good answer. Bachelor number two, same question.
I would go with the rear naked choke. The word naked is very erotic and romantic for me. And I think there's something special about controlling someone's airflow that you feel you bond, you become as one. But I would let go before it got too painful.
Yeah.
Maybe I like it painful. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is GSP. She might really want you to actually just choke her out.
Well, I'm a fighter, but I'm also a lover, so I need to find a happy thing between.
Okay, I can understand that.
That's pretty deep.
Rhonda, next question. You got another question for these two?
Yeah. So, you know, like, I take a lot of supplements, and some of these give me kind of, like, long, thick. I've heard it described as luscious before, like luscious nipple hair. Like, how much does that turn you on?
Luscious nipple hair.
I'm down.
How long are we talking?
I don't mind that fucking shit, man. I fucking grew up in Stockton. A lot of bitches up here got fucking long nipple hair.
Okay.
Fucking good. A lot of fucking people of fucking Latin descent up here. Fucking real thick shit on those titties.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Bachelor number two, what do you say about that?
I do not like it. I like a nice, clean nipple, and the problem is if she shaves it, I have very sensitive skin, so it will cause me to break out in a rash. But I would prefer a hairless nipple.
Nice. Oh, okay. Good, honest answer. Tough, honest
very
answer.
Hey, very honest, GSP. Very honest.
Bachelor number two, she doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. That's bachelor number two. She doesn't know which one's which.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no way she could possibly tell.
Bachelor number two.
Yeah, that's bachelor number
two. Very honest.
Yeah, bachelor number two. That might be George Rash St. Pierre. We don't know.
George Rash.
We don't know. Next question for bachelor number one.
Okay, so we talked about cauliflower vagina,
mm-hmm.
cauliflower ears, but cauliflower vagina, like, how do you feel about that? I mean, what do you think about it?
Dog, I don't fucking mind it, because it makes that shit way tighter, man. It's real good. It feels like a fucking butt.
Feels like a fucking butt, he says.
So I fucking love it.
That's I can't tell which one's which. I think that was bachelor number one right there.
I can't tell.
Bachelor
they sound
fucking
just
number
alike.
One, dog.
Bachelor fucking number one, dog.
Bachelor fucking number one, dog.
That could be either one of them. Who knows?
I think that is GSP number one.
Okay, bachelor number two. What do you think about that?
This is Nick Diaz. I have seen the pictures of the vagina. The cauliflower does not look too bad, but overall, I would like padding worn on that area to keep it pristine.
Okay.
Pristine.
Wow. Bachelor number two.
Wow.
Seems like we're getting.
Hey, bachelor number two. I have a, you know, I was in Montreal this weekend.
I am vaguely familiar with the territory.
Time, man. I put a lot of keys. I had some poutine a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty.
That is good to hear. Did they show you good French hospitality?
Yeah, they did. They were great.
This is Nick Diaz. I'm glad you liked it.
Okay, back to Rhonda. Now, Rhonda, you're allowed to ask only one of these guys any question you want. You don't have to ask both of them a question, but you're more than welcome to ask both of them a question. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is actually a three-part question. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay, that's great.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's our anniversary, and you have a really bad staph infection. Do you A, stay in bed, B, take me out for a romantic dinner, or C, get me in a Thai plum, eat my pussy, and suck my ass so I can't sit for a week?
Well, fucking, I'm gonna do fucking B and C, dog. I mean, you don't know who I am, but I fucking do triathlons and shit. Yeah, I got stamina, so I'll fucking beat that shit up, and then we'll go out to fucking dinner. We'll go out to fucking, I'll take you to fucking Chili's, the one on fucking Pacific Ave, the fucking nice one.
Oh, wow. My God.
I love that Chili's.
Not that you would fucking know where it is or anything.
Of course not, of course not. What about you, bachelor number two?
I would have to go with either A or B. I would have to see how I feel, but I think, unlike some people, like Bachelor number one, I am a champion and I take my fighting seriously. So I would have to see how I feel, but I would try my best to make a special night.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I know which way I would go if I was Rhonda. Rhonda, you got any other questions for these two? Or are you ready to?
It's time to make a decision.
Well, okay, I have one question left, actually. It's just okay. To follow up with both of them.
Okay,
staph
I like that.
Infection and herpes, go.
What?
Go. What was the fucking question?
I missed
it's
all of it.
Staph infection and herpes. What do you think about it?
Fucking something that I fucking both these I have at one point.
One point.
Is that what you're looking for? Like, yeah. Yeah, fucking like probably like every fucking 2 months the fucking herpes and like I get staph infections pretty often.
Okay. Good. That's good.
Bachelor number two. What do you say?
I am into monogamous, as the Americans say, fucking. So I like to keep my body and my penis very clean. I have never had anything.
Not even a staph infection from rolling or anything?
I am borderline OCD. After a workout, I scrub my whole body with rubbing alcohol.
Wow.
Wow. This just in. I'm sorry. We got to get back to this bachelor game in just 1 second. But we got a third bachelor just really right now, just weighing in right now. Anderson the Spider Silva is calling in right now to weigh in on this bachelor game. Yeah, Anderson the Spider. Anderson, you there?
Hello?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I thought Anderson was on the phone. My mistake.
What?
But Anderson was on the
phone,
too.
Okay, Connor is
fucking sorry. There he is. Yeah, you were right. He was on the phone. I didn't even hear him.
Anderson Silva, thank you for calling it.
Anderson Morse hey, code
dog,
Silva.
Hey, dog, I'll fucking see you in the octagon in February, bitch.
Oh my god.
You're here first, everybody. That's some good trash talk.
Shit. Fuck me, man. That fucking hurt.
Trash talking.
Those are fighting words, Spider.
Oh. All right, it's time to make a choice, Rhonda.
No, wait, we didn't hear about George, what he says about herpes.
Yeah, we did.
He says he's not down.
He showers it with himself with rubbing alcohol.
Borderline OCD, true champion.
To be fair, Bachelor number two said that.
That is
Rhonda,
true. That could be either
one
of them.
You've heard from both Bachelor number one and Bachelor number two. Who are you going with?
I'm going to have to go with Bachelor number two.
And
wow.
That is, here we go.
I would like to thank the aliens for making this possible. Rhonda,
GSP,
I have to confess to you that I have
GSP.
Always loved you.
Hold on.
And I am wearing my good denim shorts right now. I am on
GSP
one knee.
GSP won?
Yep. Will you marry me?
I like it.
Fuck, dog, I can't do this shit to him anymore. Fucking tell him, Rhonda. Fucking tell him.
Yeah, dude, we've been fucking for a long time, Nicholas.
Ah! Oh, my God!
GSP.
You guys played with GSP's heart!
Got him again! No, GSP!
Oh, God! It was all
a fraud! For a while, dog. You fucking walked right into our fucking trap. We're on our fucking Pachubo right now fucking calling in.
No! No! Sweet tutor!
Right now.
Oh, my God!
All right.
GSP, are you okay?
I received pictures of a woman's genitalia. I want to know what was it. I've been masturbating to it.
Dog, that was fucking Gil's old man. We made him tuck his fucking wiener and he took pictures of it.
Gilbert Melendez's father, you've been jerking off the picture of Gilbert Melendez's father.
Whoa.
I am the champion, this is bullshit, and she needs to suck my dick, I deserve it.
So he's number one now, bitch.
Wow.
Ultimate GSP,
and he's been doing nothing, but now don't go crazy with the kitty litter.
My life is falling apart. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Dog, you fucking needed this shit, man. You were getting out of control, dog. You're fucking acting like a fucking maniac. Dude, you fucking right.
I don't even know what's up or down. I've been masturbating to Gilbert Melendez's father for weeks.
That is terrible.
Dog, I gotta admit, dog, I feel kind of fucking bad, man. Like, fucking guy sounds like he's fucking really taking the fucking shit right here. I tell you what,
I don't know what to do. I don't even like the belt anymore. Yeah, he's
Don't kill yourself, GSP.
Hey, GSP, you are champion. Nobody looks better with gold straps and denim jean shorts. Don't ever
Everyone's
give up.
Talking about Vic Diaz because he's fighting again and I do nothing.
No, man, we love you. The people champion. Dan, tell him how much you love him. Please.
Big fan, GSP. Big
God,
fan.
God, listen to that man. That's.
And he won't shut up, this guy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you clearly lost your last fight, but...
Hey, Ari!
Do you still love me, Ari?
Of course I do, man. Of course I do. This whole thing has been like the sixth sense. I didn't see any of it coming.
Yeah.
Even after I talked at your show with my friend Gary in Montreal.
And he kicked his goddamn drinks over?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot we talked since...
Yeah, you kicked his drinks over and you spilled all of his drugs.
Yeah.
Dog, can I fucking say something real quick?
Of course, Nick.
As a winner.
Dog, I'm fucking a drug counselor up here in fucking Stockton. That's what I do. I fucking volunteer.
I find that hard to believe, but go ahead.
Get your fucking number off the air, GSP. I think I can help you through this fucking shit.
You have tricked me many times, but I'm going to trust you. I have nowhere else to turn.
Seems like a good plan.
You have tricked me many times. Now, Nick, don't fuck with him.
This is fucking real, though, this time, dog. I don't fuck around with sobriety, man.
Okay.
There's a lot of fucking kids up here. Get off this shit, man. I'll fucking help you.
Good.
I need some help. Real talk. David Loazzo is a dark influence on my life.
Oh, wow.
But he did, because he's black. Are you saying because he's black?
Because he is black and he makes me do the drugs and he peer pressures me.
Like, what kind of drugs? Is he a guy with got you on computer spray and doing lines of kitty litter?
He told me that fighting was stupid and that I need to retire.
Oh, wow.
Well, you did.
And he got me hooked on ketamine and everything, and now I'm a junkie.
What? What's that, GSP?
I'm a junkie because of David Loazzo. I can barely sing anymore.
Well, I think Nick might be able to help you. Now, like you said...
I'm going to get you out of this fucking situation, dog. I'm fucking going to come up there. I'll get you away from fucking David Loazzo. That's what you got to be, dog. You got to fucking come down here and stop this. Move in with fucking me and Nick, or me and fucking Nate for a while, and we'll clean you up, dog.
I like the
Can
sound
I
of that.
Your pontoon boat?
Definitely take him out on the pontoon.
I mean, dog, you can't just jump into that shit. If you're fucking clean for 90 days, then we'll fucking take you out on the pontoon. You got to earn these fucking privileges.
Wow. I can't believe this is actually happening. You guys are really turning out to be friends. And Nick Diaz, you might just save GSP's life if you're really talking about helping him get off of the kitty litter and whatnot.
Dog, I want to fucking get him nice and healthy and then fucking beat the shit out of him.
Can I just say, the last time GSP went to Stockton, he ended up buried in
a refrigerator box. Yeah, we didn't hear from him.
That is a good reminder. It was a Ken Moore.
A Ken Moore box?
It was a Ken Moore box, and the air was so hard to breathe in there.
It was a prank, dog. Get over it.
Well put. Are you gonna head down to Stockton, GSP? Maybe.
Sam, got the phone.
You get off the phone. Showed him.
I trust this man. He seems serious this time, and I believe in fifth chances.
Sam.
All right.
George, let me ask you a question before we get into this reconciliation you guys are doing. When you thought you had won the hearts and affection of Ronda Rousey, only to find out that you did not.
Mm-hmm.
Or first, just how did you feel when you thought you had won?
It was pure elation. It was everything I've dreamed of. I watch her fight, and I say, we need to be married. We could make the instant baby champion.
Instant baby champion.
I am a champion, Nick Diaz. No offense, he is, I think, my new drug counselor, but he's never been a champion at anything.
So great. So goddamn great. Well, okay. I mean, it sounds like you guys, can maybe we get, in the next week or two, can you report back and let us know how your recovery is going, GSP?
I'm going to go up there with fucking Nate and with fucking Gil. We're going to get him away from this fucking darkness, David Loazzo, dog. And we're going to get him out of there. We're going to bring him to fucking America, man, where we can fucking help him.
Do you have a room that is padlocked? Because if I try to quit, I'm going to be shaking and sweating, and I will spin kick everything in front of me to try to break out.
Don't worry, dog. I'm going to get you in a fucking twister, and I'll hold you there until you fucking just got the drugs out of your system.
Wow.
You buried me alive, and you just did a very mean thing to me, but that was one of the nicest things anyone said to me in a long time.
Dog, the jokes are over. This
shit's
real.
Wow. Well, guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much for being part of the dating game. That was great. We'll do something like that again. And please keep us posted with your recovery, George.
Rhonda, are you still there?
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you during my recovery and, maybe leave things open-ended.
Dog, that's my fucking lady.
Okay, I will back off for now.
All right, guys.
Fucking Nate just fucking filled all the fucking mountain bike tires with air. We're fucking riding up there. We should be there in like 4 to 5 days.
Right, I don't know why you wouldn't fly, but that's great. I appreciate you really sticking out.
You got a pontoon boat, man. You got to use that boat.
You got to use that.
Helping a buddy out.
There's not enough fucking straight ponds to go all the way to fucking Canada, dog.
That's true. Yeah, use your fucking head, Ari. Well,
guys,
thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Rhonda, huge fan. Thank you for calling in.
I'm going to say Rhonda may be up for caller of the year. This may be segment of the year.
It's up there.
Start to think that maybe the women's fights are worth watching now.
Wow, that's a big moment. Sexist Jew with fat Jew nuts.
I never thought he'd ever
like
say
women.
That.
That's amazing.
It only took about 18 months of women fighting, but I like it already.
Yeah.
All right, if you're watching a women's MMA and they're like, and one of them punches the other one right in the butt, do you get like crazy turned on?
I just get jealous.
Oh, I get that. All right, guys. So we're going to take a little break. We'll come back on the other side. We got Bet DSI calling in with some big news. I'm going to have a really funny blogger named Paul Shirley, who used to write for ESPN. He's going to call and talk basketball.
Wow. He's calling?
Yeah, in the next segment. So we'll have that all go. So it's going to be awesome.
Didn't he get fired for posting a underage interracial porn videos?
No. That he had nothing to do with that. He got let go.
It was Paul Shirley who posted a bunch of interracial.
No, that's not him. Cut his thing.
You can ask him on the air. Ask him on the air, dude.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a few. We'll see you on the other side.
So
punch drunk. Come on, Paul. You can go outside. in the house. Ari, kill his mic.
Hey, fuckhead.
This guy thinks that we're just, we want to hear his business deals.
Yeah, I'll take a, how many picture deal?
Yeah.
Three, make it five.
Save it for the synagogue, man. Save it for the synagogue. All right?
Of course I'm available to shoot a comedy special.
Hey, so welcome back. It's a great show. We got Dan Zip Zap.
We got Dan Zip Zap. Are we saying that right? Dan? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's close. That's pretty close.
Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You could say you saw live, you listened live to the glorious dating game. What'd you think?
I thought it was all it was cracked up to be and even more.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Did you think it was better than Cats?
Like the musical?
Yeah.
Never saw it, but I'm not a huge fan of Cats, like the animal. So
that's a yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
You haven't seen the musical, but you think it was better than just Cats in general?
Oh, definitely better than Cats in
general.
Isn't
everything better than Cats in general?
Yeah,
I know. I like Cats.
Well, yep. Guys, now, very excited after a couple hits and misses. Okay, he hasn't called in yet. Should we get the trainee correspondent real quick?
Why not?
Might as well.
He'd probably be dead soon.
Yeah, he might not be able to, we might not be on long, but please welcome, we're pretty sure, our only correspondent who has AIDS. Please welcome Tranny Correspondent.
He's a gay bod.
Hey, Tranny.
What's going on?
What's up, bud? How's the AIDS?
Oh, no issues at all on that front.
Not yet. So, that's great. Congratulations. Have you been barebacking lately?
No, actually, but I'm kind of to test those waters.
Again?
Seems like a good play.
Would you say you're hooked on it? Are you hooked on a feeling?
No, I mean, I'm kind of trying to wean myself off.
Oh, but it's calling you?
Have you had a tranny since you called in last?
No, not since sunset.
Wow, that's the last time. Now, are you kind of like itching to get back? Is it calling you out like Sam says?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
What's it say? Like, give us a little rundown of what the voices in your head are saying to you.
And are they deep voices?
It's not really my big head. It's my little head that does most of the talking in that.
Now, let me ask you something. Does your little head, what voice is it? Is it the Asian tranny voice? Go, oh, you know you want me in your... Or is it like that dark, like black tranny voice?
Is it Shaq?
Take that shit. Take that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that voice.
Yeah, it's probably the black one.
Oh, wow, right. This guy just wants a cock in him.
I guess once you go black, even if it's a tranny, you can't go back.
Not necessarily true.
Well, really? You just said it's calling you.
Huh?
Now,
what's
calling
everybody? I make a statement, they disagree with me, and then they agree with me. Why is everybody doing that to me today?
I don't know, Sam. I don't know.
Dan, see? Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Now, are you wanting to fuck a tranny? Or are you wanting to get pegged again?
I would probably just do my old routine again.
Okay. Are you going to wear condoms this time?
Well, that's...
There we go. I don't want to know where that
I think
that
we know that answer is
go.
No.
Yeah, no. Okay, very excited. After a couple hits and misses, we're back on track. Please welcome to the show. They're one of our favorite sponsors. They've been helping us out. You've been going to their website. You've been using PunchDrunk promo code. Please welcome to the show the... Head lines manager at betdsi.eu or .com. Please welcome Brent, everybody.
Welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Did you ever think you'd follow a tranny correspondent on a sports show?
Probably not, no. I don't think that would have been on the list.
Well, welcome. Cross that off your bucket list.
Check that one off right now.
Yeah, it was right up there.
Thank you. You're living the dream. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's get in really quick to some sports real quick. Can we do that first?
Sure.
UFC, I got to be honest with you, I've been gone for a week. I wasn't there for the last week. The last 2 weeks of UFC, to me, was like old school UFC.
Yep.
Stacked cards.
Yep. That Lawler fight was great. That fucking Nog and Rumble Johnson fight was great. Even though it was 44 seconds, it's like, wow.
Yeah, 44-second fight and say, wow, that was great. But yeah, you're
it
right.
It really was.
I mean, they put together some decent cards. I mean, whenever Lawler's on a card, obviously you're going to get it. Even like on the Bermuda's Guida fight, I mean, always going to come to fight whether he wins or loses. So you got to like a guy like that.
Yeah.
Green's big upset of Thompson was great. It was, I mean, just up and
that
down.
Was a huge that was a huge upset.
Yep.
I think you guys got to be in a hard position, man, because just because you don't know somebody doesn't necessarily mean they can't fight. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Fighting's an interesting thing because you can train,
yep.
But
you always got to punch his chance, man.
You got to punch his chance, and sometimes these smaller, like, fight divisions are, like, got some good fighters. So some guy who's 10-0 might be taking on a well-known fighter and just... Who just, you know, and the guy's 10-0 from a different fighting organization could come and just knock a dude out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like the lighter guys all the time. Like I say, I'm going to refer to Guida, for example. He's just the guy who always brings a whole lot of action. I just like the light guys because they're always, you know, they're always full of action. The big guys sometimes are just kind of big and slow. And that's not always the case. But generally speaking, even like boxing the same way, I like the light guys who move a lot and fight a lot.
Yep. Especially when it goes into those longer rounds. A lot of times those heavyweights, light heavyweights, they'll get gassed.
They'll get gassed.
But
yeah,
those guys.
They go 1-2 and hold, 1-2 and hold. That's
yep.
fun.
But those smaller guys, they'll stand, you know, toe-to-toe and swing for five rounds.
For sure.
Yeah, well, that's like Guida's a classic example. I mean, again, he lost his fight, but, I mean, he goes down swinging every time he goes down.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you something. The big fight coming up is the Vitor Belfort versus the champion, the American, who's the champion?
Chris Weidman.
Chris Weidman versus Vitor Belfort. Now, it was originally supposed to be in Brazil, which I thought was going to be bullshit.
So
total
I.
bullshit.
I think if you're champion, someone should have to come to your house,
yep.
come to your backyard, beat your thing. But now they've changed it because, you know, the UFC is a 800-pound gorilla, and they told the Nevada Gaming, you're going to let them fight in Nevada. How does that change the lines when someone goes from fighting in one in their home country?
Where they don't have to piss clean.
Yeah. To having a fight in America.
Yeah, no, I mean, that sometimes does affect the line because, I mean, you're looking at the crowd kind of influencing the judges if it goes to a decision. I mean, that's one of those things that Dana White has always been a, you know, proponent of, and he's very vocal about. Don't complain about it when a fight goes to the decision and getting a bad decision because you didn't stop the guy.
Don't ever
you
let it go to the judges.
Stop the guy and take the judges out of the equation. So that's the kind of thing where, I mean, yeah, location could play a factor. And again, it's only if your judges are sitting there and they're hearing the roar of the crowd and like they, you know, they may see something that they didn't really see. But, I mean, location is a bit of a factor. I think in terms of this fight, just having Belfort over in the States is definitely kind of something that goes in Wyden's favor.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question. You guys are great at prop bets, and we'll get into that in 2 seconds. But would you guys ever do a prop bet on who fails a drug test?
I mean, we haven't. That's not to say that we wouldn't.
I think that'd be hilarious. You could bet whether Vitor Belfort passes the test or not.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is with Belfort, he's doing his own test now, apparently. He thinks he's a doctor or something like that.
He's testing himself.
I'm great now. I'm clean. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah,
I bet you are.
That guy looks like a bottle of testosterone, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was no surprise there when he tests positive for sure. I mean, they say like most of the fighters are doing something. I mean, who knows if that's really true or not? But a lot of fighters will say, look, there's probably, you know, like 60-70% of them who are. Whether that's true or not, who knows? But I mean, obviously, Belfort was no surprise.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Now let me ask you something. What was that?
Ari just popped up.
Okay, Ari, please welcome. We're talking to our good friend,
Brent at BetDSI.
Yeah, BetDSI, we're talking UFC fights. Let's get into some of the other stuff that's going on, some of the other sports. Any football's gearing up.
So excited.
Best time
yeah,
of
no,
year.
Yeah, no, football's good for us. I mean, even exhibition football, we get decent action. Right now, we've got the week one NFL exhibition lines up. They kick off. It's actually on Sunday. You got the Giants at Buff first game. Everything kind of really starts going on Thursday and Friday, Saturday. A lot of NFL preseason games.
Yep.
We've got our regular season wins up for all the teams. We've got who's going to win the divisions, who's going to win the conference, who's going to win the Super Bowl. So we're getting a lot of action on NFL already. I mean, it doesn't take much to get action on NFL.
Okay, no. We have a couple favorite teams. Can we yell their name out and you tell us kind of how you think they're going to do?
I'll tell you what the line suggests you're going to do. Go ahead.
Okay, first team.
I would love to hear your take on the Falcons season.
Actually, it's interesting because a lot of people are down on the Falcons, obviously, but they're getting a lot from sharp guys in terms of their regular season wins.
Yeah.
They're a team that the problem with them is I'm getting sharp money on the Saints actually to win their division, and I'm getting the Saints to win the Super Bowl. Saints to win their division was like -110. Basically, you risk $110 to make a profit of 100, and to win the Super Bowl, they're like 14-1. You risk 100, you can make 1400. It's tough for the Falcons just because they got New Orleans in their division.
Sure.
Okay, Dallas Cowboys.
It's another team, actually, that a lot of people are getting support for, giving support behind.
What?
And I think that, you know, exactly. That's the reaction that everyone has with the Cowboys. It's like it's a team that a lot of people like to not like, and because of that, sometimes they're undervalued and you get support.
Hold on, Brent. What, Ari?
Eight for 3 straight years have been overachieving just that.
Okay, I agree with that. So, Brett, how do you think they're going to play? What are you guys feeling over there at betdsi.eu.net.com?
What I'll tell you is we've got the regular season wins set up at 8. Whether they're going to go over 8 or under 8 regular season wins. Now
that's over under for their wins?
For the wins for the season. Now, that's regular season wins, and they have to play all 16 games.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Games, of course. Now, the thing is, if they land on 8, that's a push, which means at the end of the season, if you bet on the over or the under, you would get your money back. Now, if you bet the under 8 wins, they'd have to win 7 or less for you to win. And if you bet the over 8 wins, obviously you're talking 9-10 wins for the Cowboys.
Bet but the under,
I will tell you that
under.
my money is all on the over right now. Now, with that,
hold on, your money's on the over?
Correct. Now, what
you think they're going to win more than 8 games?
I'm telling you, that's what people are betting. Let's not put words in my mouth now. This is what people are betting now, and I'll take the under as well. So I've got probably, well, it's probably twice as much money on them over. Now, if you bet,
because there are some dumb Cowboy fans
all across America.
Well, the thing too is you look at their division, because I'm getting sharp guys who are betting the Redskins under 7.5 wins.
I can see that.
Which I thought was kind of surprising at first, but then, yeah, maybe not so surprising. So you're looking at the Redskins under 7 wins. The Giants, how good are the Giants going to be this year? I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to be good. I'm saying it's a real good question whether they're going to be able to bounce back or not. So basically you're talking.
You're saying the Cowboys have 3 wins right there.
So who's left?
Hold on. What, Ari?
You're saying the Cowboys have 3 wins right there in the division easily?
Yeah. He's basically saying that division sucks dick.
Exactly.
That's what he said. I'm being nice. I'm taking his words and putting in the punch drunk speak. That division sucks cock.
Yeah, no, it's not a strong division. That's why you get value with Dallas. I mean, Dallas, to win their division, the odds started out around, it was like +380.
No way Dallas is winning that division. It's Philadelphia, and everybody else is in the porta potty.
Final. Well, that's the thing. One second. You have to understand with the gambling mecca, everything matters about the price. Now, the Eagles to win the division was +135 when we opened up, and we got Eagles money. We got Dallas money at +380. Now, when I say 380, that means if you risk $100 on Dallas to win the division and they win, you make a profit of 380. So those two teams are the only one I've got any support for. Right. No one's betting the Giants. No one's betting the Redskins.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, even though I think I would. Wait, I think
the Eagles are +180 to win the. To win the division?
Yeah.
The Eagles are, they opened, the Eagles were +130, +135, and Dallas is +380.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
now
I'll
let's go.
Like $100. I'll take $100 on the Eagles right now.
Go put up $100 on it. Go bet
to
your side.
You can't just say that. You got to do that.
Yeah. A lot of talk, Jew. A lot of talk. Next up.
I don't want hearing this. You know, when the season started, I was gonna. There's no I was gonna. There's your ticket and there's your winner. That's all there
is.
Okay. Yep. Final team, and then we're going to get into our big announcement. Oakland Raiders. Give me some good news. Oh, God.
Hold on.
Brett just killed himself.
No. Hold on. The future looks bright.
The future as in this year?
What's the bet on them making the playoffs?
No, not this year.
Oh, so this year is just dog shit.
I mean, the Raiders are, they're headed in the right direction, but let's put it this way, in terms of the regular season wins, the number that we've set up is 4.5 wins. Now, to bet over 4.5, you had to lay a bit of a price. Like, you had to risk like $170 to make a profit of 100. And people have bet the over 4.5, thinking the Raiders are going to win at least 5 games, but just the fact that the number is 4.5 gives you an indication that there's not a whole lot of no one's expecting much from the Raiders this year.
God damn it! All right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Who's mocking me? The children are mocking me. I'll come over there and beat those kids.
I think it's hilarious that the Raiders are they're so bad that they actually give them, like, if there's any team that could win a half a game, it would be the Raiders.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Again, with the 4.5, it's good for us because if they win 4, it's an under. If it's a 5, it's an over. There's no push, so there's no returning money at the end of it. Exactly. I always prefer to use, you know, halves in terms of regular season wins. Just that way you kind of avoid
a push.
Whole 16-week, yeah. You know, yeah, you're avoiding a push. And
hey, what if it's 8-7-1? Do they win?
What if it's the over
at 8-8, and what if somebody goes 8-7-1 and it's in a tie?
We're talking regular season wins.
You see,
so
yes, sir.
How many games did they win? They won 8. It's a push.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So let's get into this exciting news. I've been talking to BetDSI, and they had a really funny idea. I want to get into the bag of bets idea. Ari, do you know how we do bag of bets?
We're going to take action on the bag of bets.
Yes, you can now officially take action on betdsi.eu.net.com. They are going to put lines up, and you can bet who's going to win the bag of bets, how long it will take somebody to pay it off. You can take overs and unders, and they're going to bet the whole thing. So every month, once or twice a month, we will do a bag of bets, and you, Punch Drunk, or as I like to call you, the Drunk Punchers, who are fans of the show, can now go on BetDSI and take action on it.
Wow. That's interesting.
I'm interested in basketball game, you against Nick.
Yeah, they're going to be able to do all that.
Line was me and T-Bone. Oh, I would like to see what the final line is.
I would love to put some money on that big basketball game coming up.
So starting in August, I will be working with BetDSI. We're going to pick up a bag of bets. They're going to start laying down odds, and you're going to be able to actually win or lose money on who wins, who loses, and how long it takes for them to pay it off.
I love it.
Way to point at people for that.
Because he still hasn't paid off the Whitney Cummings bet.
Horrible.
Yeah, I agree. It's disgusting. But let's get into the really big news here. BetDSI wants to do some UFC actions with us on Punch Drunk, Ari. What they're actually willing to do is for the next major pay-per-view event, they are cool enough.
Yeah.
They want to give us each $500 betting cash. And they are going to lay odds throughout the fight. All three of us, plus one more, could be Renee, could be Fat Man, or it could be a guest.
Does it depend on whether or not Renee's been deported or not?
Yes. If he has not been deported, okay.
I'm not going nowhere.
Or he does have to go to the hospital for yet another child. We will do a bet. We will do a bet. We're going to bet throughout the game. Winner, whoever bets the most, wins the most. We have to decide whether whoever lasts the longest or who wins the most will win their cash money to either one, give to a charity, or two, keep Tebow's charity, Jason Tebow. That will be his charity.
Just getting shit on all day.
Come on!
You got to look at it in terms of who's going to win the most. Because when you start saying who's gonna last the longest, you're suggesting everyone's going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
You're starting off on the wrong foot. You got to start with the attitude that you guys are going to win some money here.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited about this.
My charity is Tebow's ex-girlfriends.
Okay. Come on, dude. Are you really getting sensitive about
this? No!
You can tell he's getting mad. These are jokes. I'm a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
I won't even talk.
No, all I want to say is I like how Ari perked up when he heard free and cash in the same
sentence.
Yeah. You motherfucker.
So Brent, break it down for me. How will this go? Because you and I were discussing, like, the more you bet on the underdog to win, the better chance you are to make money. Can you break it down?
Yeah, well, the thing is, whenever you're betting on a money line, which is, again, it's not a point spread situation, like on fighting, of course, you're basically just talking who's going to win, who's not going to win. NFL is a different scenario when you're talking about a team's going to win by, you know, more than 6.5 points, less than 6.5 points, you bet the dog or the favorite accordingly. So when you're talking something like a UFC event that we're going to do, you have to have an idea, like, in your mind, as a percentage, whether you think how strong you think a guy is going to win. Like, if you have to lay, say, -150 on the money line. Now, let me explain that. That's when you're risking $150 to make a profit of 100. In a case like that, your break-even point is you're thinking your fighter's got at least a 60% chance of winning. Now, if you think your fighter's got like a 70% chance of winning and you're only laying 150, you're getting the better of it. Now, again, when you take dogs, like say, you know, you're getting a plus 300 dog, like talking about UFC the past weekend with Green, he was like plus 340. On a case like that, where Green was plus 340, his break-even point was giving him like a 22, almost 23% chance of winning that fight. So if you thought he had like a 30 or 40% chance of winning that fight, the 340 was really great value. Again, you're betting $100 to profit 340. Now, yes, is it you know, a good strategy to bet on the dogs? For sure. The caveat with them is they have to win.
Yeah. So that's it. We're going to pick an event. BetDSI is going to be running live betting as we go. I think what we should do is talk to Mark here at John Lovitz, do a giant event here. And that's not even it, Ari. When you're in town, they want to do something, and we'll work this all out, where before the actual fight's happening, we all play the UFC video game. People can run action on that, on who's going to win the video game.
That's awesome.
And we can run it live on set. People can watch it live stream. We're going to go big with this. BetDSI is so badass. They've actually done something. Ari, you can run action on my Rock and Pole World Championships tonight. They have put odds on who's going to win, who's going to lose, based on future and past performances. You can go BetDSI right now, put in Rock and Pole World Championships, and you can run action on my thing. And they even have prop bets.
Are the lines going to change?
Action on your thing, huh?
The lines going to change.
What, Ari?
Like on Bag of Bets, are lines going to change as action comes in?
Are they going to change as action comes in?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the function. A lot of people don't understand. Like when we put out a number in terms of as a bookmaker, what our lines are basically based on. We're looking. It's not necessarily an indication of who's going to win a game in particular. It's what number is right to get action on Team A and Team B. So in a case like this where we've got the Rock and Pole World Championships up, we definitely have the decent prices up there. And when we take action, we're going to be moving those prices, trying to attract action on other people. So you want to basically try and get as balanced as possible. Now, you're never completely balanced, but you don't ever want to have a really strong position on one side or the other.
Right.
Amazing.
That's wild.
Amazing. There's prop bets, Ari. They have a prop bet on whether Too Short actually shows up.
Right. Well, no, what we have is we have the over-under for his time. We're figuring he's going to be fashionably late.
Oh,
and
wow.
I believe everything's supposed to be starting.
That's black and a rapper.
That's money in the bank. Black people time, celebrity.
He may show up Wednesday.
I was just going to say that.
Did I tell you why black people are late?
Why are black people late, Ari?
Okay, you know how the good athletes, because, you know, we bred them sometimes to be, like, more muscular
stuff. I don't agree with that that point.
In slavery times, we absolutely did.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't believe in that. People are people.
Slavery here, and we bred the bigger black people with the bigger black people.
Okay, go on with that delusion. Go on.
At the same time, since they were slaves for so long, hundreds of years, time ceased to have the same meaning to them as it does to us.
Okay, that was Ari Shaffir from Comedy Central, everybody.
What does that mean? For slave labor to do.
I don't know what you're talking about. Brett DSI.
The master said they're done, so they don't understand.
Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate this. We're excited. So, guys, go to BetDSI.com. You can bet all the action. You're going to be able to bet a Bag of Bets, my Rock and Pole World Championships. You're going to be able to bet everything. And go use Punch Drunk. Use a promo code. Get $10 in betting cash. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to see you next week. We're going to talk to you next week and tell us how the action went. And thanks for calling in, bud.
Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, buddy.
All right,
take care.
Take care, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dude, here's the move, Ari.
What?
We get Ren Azizi to put up $1 million. That Too Short's gonna be late, and I'm fucking Nancy Kerrigan this guy in the parking lot with a fucking wrench.
I would almost take that bet because I know as soon as Tebow goes with Nancy Kerrigan, dude, Too Short pulls out a gun, puts two in the Tebow.
Solves a lot of problems for everyone.
He won't say why and hold his knee for sure.
You leave a trail of joints leading away from the bike room door.
And we have a big-titted, fat, white chick doing it. You can't resist. A black rapper cannot resist a fat, white bitch giving out weed.
Kryptonite. He can try to resist, but he won't.
That's like me trying to resist hummus. And if you put hummus right here, I would just start
It's like him going down Sunset away from the thing. Oh, there's another joint. Oh, another joint. Hey, there's another joint. Just following it all the way down to Santa Monica.
Yeah,
smoke
exactly.
weed every day.
So, Ari, exactly. I want to start shooting our bag of bets as a video series.
Oh, yeah. Well, we shot one audio, but yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. ATC wants to do that anyway.
Yeah. I want, as long as they let us put us on our YouTube page, I'm totally down with that.
Is 177 the next UFC? Is that right?
I don't know.
Is that the Dillashaw? Is that the next one that's coming?
When are you back in town, dude?
Dude, 177 is the number of Skeptic Tank this week. That means I've caught up to the UFC, and the UFC's caught up to me.
Oh, that's so
lovely.
Well,
it's not until the end of August, but...
Fun fact. Oh. Dude, still, please don't put that. I just... I made a joke 2 weeks ago about Dustin... And I really regret it. I feel bad.
Why? What was the joke?
It was a bag of bets. Who's gonna last longer, Dustin or training correspondent?
That's a good one.
I think it's gonna be Dustin.
Oh yeah, I think Dustin's gonna last way longer
because training correspondent is like trying to fuck it up.
He wants to double up his age, which gives you super.
Dustin's like going to doctors and getting second opinions and doing everything that he can. Yeah. Training correspondent's doing the opposite. He's like, I need to get my dick into another dude.
Yeah. Right now. Get his dick in him.
Yeah.
He likes being a bottom. Tranny corresponds to bottom.
Well, he just said he wants to fuck and go back to his old ways. That's what he just said.
He's going
to
try, but his asshole's going to be like winking and calling.
He sees that fucking dick and he's just going to be like, you know what? Fuck it.
Stick it in there.
It's time to play Hungry Hungry Hippo with my butthole.
Okay, Dustin, how are you?
Dustin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Dustin, how are you feeling?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying a cigarette.
All right. So, Dustin, here's what's going on. We can take this call right now, or we can have you call after we have a special guest about to call in. Because I know you have... Do you have cum dumpster with you?
On her way.
On her way. So call back when she's here because I want to give Danielson's 10 minutes of hardcore phone sex because Danielson won't do it.
Really?
Yeah, he won't call in.
Why not? Who's she going to give it to then?
She's going to give it to Dan here.
Oh, okay. Okay,
She's talking to him.
Ari, what's that on your belt? What's that on your belt buckle, Ari?
It's a knob.
Oh, that's a dick in your balls. I thought that was your butt buckle.
This was a beautiful thing.
Dude, lift that up as high as you can. Let me see what's going on under there.
Stop staring at his junk.
What's under it, though?
No, that's called death right there.
Lift that even higher.
I just puked in my
mouth. That's what I'm wondering right there.
It was a great show. Going great.
Wow. I never thought we would get to Ari's team, but we sure as fuck did.
We made it all the way.
I'm really upset about this.
Sure did. Dustin, what's going on?
Call back in about 10 minutes.
Call
back when she gets there, and then we'll make it happen. Is that cool?
Are you going to be around? I mean, are you going to be around?
Oh, come on, Ari. He's our friend.
I know, and we miss him. Wait, no, I'm sorry. That's next week's segment.
All right, if you don't die in the next 10 minutes, I appreciate that, and then call back.
Fucking all right. Dicks.
Hey, he's the one that said it. He goes, I probably won't die in the next 10 minutes. And that's called being optimistic, and I appreciate that. I wish I could say the same about the three of us.
No, not optimistic.
I just saw your balls, bro. You don't look like the healthiest fucking guy I know.
What? I thought I'm the healthiest guy you know.
Dude. What's that sound?
I'm making some tea.
That's the sound of tea. Sounds like you're spanking it.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Sounded like you were teabagging your dick into something.
The starter on the stove.
So let's get into some sports real quick. Hopefully our
it's our sports podcast. Let's get into some sports.
Let's talk. Dude, the same day, Tommy.
All-star game, Derek Jeter broke fucking sixth on the all-time hits list.
Yep.
What should we talk about?
He's not going to get higher than that, though, right? How close is he to five?
We got a guy calling in right now, so I want to get in to talk about some basketball with him.
Ari, you think the Dodgers are going to trade? Ari, you think the Dodgers are going to trade Matt Kemp?
I think they are.
His days are numbered.
I think they're going to get nothing for him, but I think they're going to get rid of him.
They want to trade him to Boston for John Lester.
I'm in. Great idea. Do it. Send it. Bye-bye.
Ari, I just got a text from a listener that thinks that you should put your balls in Dan Pizazin's... Wait, is that how you say it? Is it Dan?
Yeah, it's Dan.
You should put him in his beard, and he says that's a new sex move called the bird's nest. That's Jeff Danis. That's a good one, buddy.
All right. We got a very important caller online. He was a writer for ESPN Magazine. He's got a great podcast called Short Corner. He's a former NBA player, international basketball player, and a very hilarious dude. Please welcome to the show. Very excited to have him on. Paul Shirley, everybody.
Hey!
Paul?
I like that. We're going to have to steal that.
How are you, bud?
I'm okay.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you. He was nice enough. He was going to call, drive all the way across Los Angeles to come do a 30-minute appearance. So I said, let's just do a phone call.
That was good of you. Much appreciated by me and appreciated by the environment.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did help the environment on that.
Yeah, we did.
A trifecta.
We're acting locally, thinking globally.
That's right.
Sam, it doesn't mean pussy.
Is it, I don't know if your listeners care about this, but it's never going to rain in L.A. again, is it?
I doubt it.
No, man.
No, dude, we can't even. We're only allowed to take one shower every 2 weeks now in LA.
15 people got struck by lightning in Venice, and it wasn't even raining.
Yeah.
It's like dry heat lightning. That's the level of dryness that we're talking about. It just creates lightning on it.
I can't even remember the last time it rained.
Paul, can I ask you, do you think those people who got hit by lightning, are they going to use their powers for good or evil?
I always wonder, as your listeners are not aware, and neither are you, because we're not in the same place. I'm 6'9", and I always I'm sympathetic to people who get hit by lightning because I figure if I were in a crowd, it would be me that would get hit.
Oh yeah, because you're always the tallest thing around. So when you hear lightning, do you just drop and start doing some kind of army crawls everywhere you go?
That's where my basketball past comes into play. I can get down in a stance and avoid the lightning.
Oh yeah. So is your nickname Triple Threat constantly?
Yeah, I just walk around in that position, and people are like, what are you, 5'5"?
You get low. Now let's talk to you. Basketball, I loved your articles forever. You're a great blogger, great podcast. Thoughts on the Donald Sterling situation?
Thoughts? That's about a four-hour conversation in the making. What do you want to know?
I have a question.
What would you like to know?
Does anyone, even though it's an unpopular stance to take, does anyone want to say, hey, this is what a man said in his private life, and this should have no effect on his ability to own a basketball team? Does anyone hold him?
Yeah, I think that's a valid stance to take, and it was certainly a valid stance to take early on. It seems like, though, because Sterling just doesn't do himself any favors ever, it just feels like we just don't care about that anymore. I actually liken it. Do you remember when Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the French politician, got caught with the hooker in the New York hotel room?
Yeah.
There was talk of shouldn't this be separate from his political dealings? Because especially in France, they don't really care what you do with your private life.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, it was such a pattern that it was almost like the journalists had enough, and they said, look, this guy's terrible, and we finally have had enough. And it feels to me, with Sterling, that even I, who I'm the strict fan of Voltaire and contrarianism in general, I have to say, like, okay, Donald Sterling, you're awful.
It's a lifetime achievement award. It really is. I mean, there is history of this guy doing this shit. Let me ask you, Paul, you've been an NBA team. You've been showering. Would it be creepy as shit if your fucking owner walked in and started watching you guys shower?
That would be weird.
If he's like, woo, beautiful black bodies, and Paul Shirley, you're not bad either.
Yeah, you're not quite as beautiful as Paul Shirley.
Yeah, you're not shiny like these black athletes that I'm staring at like a creepy fuck, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what he would do?
That's what he used to do. He used to bring young chicks in. Elton Brand told, I heard somebody quote Elton Brand, that story, that they complained they used to come in and just watch them shower.
Wow.
That's some creepy.
Yeah, no one should ever underestimate. I guess the problem I have is that Donald Sterling is a bad dude, but basically everyone who's that rich is a bad person, and I have a hard time try to separate. Like, oh, well, this guy's bad, but these other mega wealthy people are probably good guys.
That's my problem with Shelley Sterling. That's my real problem with Shelley. Everyone's acting like, oh, yay, she's doing it. She was co-signing this shit the whole way. You know,
right.
Like, Hitler had a girlfriend. She was in on it, too. You know, I'm not saying he's Hitler, but the point is that she's there the whole way. She knows exactly what's going on. She knows he's a slumlord. She knows he's doing all this stuff. And she just got mad that he was banging a tranny on the side.
But so do the other owners. The other owners know the same things.
Yeah,
I don't know. After being in that world, I saw a lot of very rich basketball players who, as they get richer, they become worse humans. And then you're talking about another level of worseness when you were discussing owners. So anyway, it just amazes me when people are surprised when the super wealthy do something terrible.
Okay, let's get into some actual basketball talk. I think that this summer has really transformed the NBA in terms of LeBron James's move back to Cleveland kind of changes the landscape because it stops an arms race going on. Because if he stays in Miami, who knows who goes to Houston to form another super team? Does Carmelo Anthony go to Chicago to form another super team? With all the movement you see so far, who are you liking in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference?
So you're saying this is like a non-proliferation treaty that happened? Take this down a notch. We can't handle this any longer.
Yeah.
One point I would make, it is true that I guess teams would move toward super teams, but it shouldn't be forgotten that in the end, really it was more important that the Miami Heat had LeBron James. Seems like it's still true that whatever team has LeBron James has a pretty distinct advantage, even if it's only from a...
Yeah, Cleveland, shitty-ass Cleveland, went to the NBA Eastern Finals with LeBron James. I mean, and then they were awful as soon as he left. Really, I mean, he's that good.
Hold on, Ari. Go on, Paul. What?
I'm sorry. Did we break up there for a second?
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, I was just saying that you're right, that he was able to put Cleveland on his back when they were awful, and now they're slightly above awful. And so it still seems like what's most important is where he is. Obviously, Chicago is interesting, but that's very dependent on Derrick Rose, who hasn't played any basketball in a really long time. So I wouldn't bet on them if I were a better. I think Dallas became more interesting.
Nobody's talking about Dallas. I think that's they have a bunch of great guys, at least. They have really good players at four positions, and not a lot of people can say that. They have their shooting guard, Ellis. They have Parsons, who I think is good. I don't think he's mind-blowing, but he's like a 6'9 scoring forward. That's pretty good. Then you obviously have Dirk. And then Tyson Chandler is, I think, a great pickup.
Yeah, I think people will probably overrate the Tyson Chandler aspect of that, and they will forget that Dirk Nowitzki is not Dirk Nowitzki of 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I do think they will be an interesting team, and because the Spurs will be a year older and don't seem like they're making any real strides, I think Houston's going to be a lot worse without Parsons and a lot worse with James Harden thinking that he's in charge, because it was fairly obvious in the playoffs that your team will not succeed with James Harden on the floor all the time.
Right.
He plays so little defense.
Right.
He doesn't seem to be contrite about that. He's not, like, saying, well, I need to work on anything. He's now in the midst of bashing Chandler Parsons as not all that important.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So, yeah, I think it's shaping up to be a league of more parity next year, which is good.
I think it's great. Final
question.
Which is
what's needed for a while.
Yeah, it's going the NFL way. Final question, and I'd love to have you call in another time. If you're Cleveland, you trade Wiggins for Love.
100% yes, which is not necessarily a commentary on how much I think of Kevin Love, because I don't know that he's that proven in the NBA as a winner anyway. But with these guys who have yet played, their value most of the time conceptually is all in potential.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins could turn out to be great, but the chances are that he'll at best be Harrison Barnes or someone like that. The odds of him becoming LeBron James are pretty much zero. The odds of him becoming maybe a Dwayne Wade impact level player are 4% at best. So it seems to me that the probabilities would be with trading him.
It's like, what do you think the probabilities are that he'll be better as a WAR than Kevin Love is right now?
No, I think the most you could hope for is that he gets to Kevin Love's level, which I watched him in Summer League, and, you know, at Summer League, you're playing against guys who probably aren't going to make the league, but you can still tell when someone's got a different gear than everybody else. And, like, Blake Griffin, when I watched him, Derrick Rose, when I watched him, you could tell these guys had a different gear. Wiggins, he had moments of it, but even when the Cavs are running offense, he's on the side with his hands on his shoulders watching everything. I think what Wiggins does for the Timberwolves is allow them to buy two more years of just being able to suck. And I think this draft coming up, there's like 5 7-footers with back-to-the-basket post moves that may – I think this next draft may be even better than this draft that just happened.
That's a bold statement. I have no idea. I haven't watched a college basketball game in 3 years. But I would say this. People forget that as the age gets lower and lower, as the average age of these draft picks gets lower, that means that it takes longer for those guys to make impact.
Yep.
And so even if, like, it's not really, I think what gets lost in the argument is that Andrew Wiggins might be great, but it'll probably be 6 years from now.
Yeah.
He won't be great next year. He definitely, it's going to be a while. So even if, best case scenario is Andrew Wiggins turns into Dwayne Wade, let's say. That's probably not going to happen for 6 or 7 years. And you don't want to be the team that pays him in the meantime, really.
Right. But if you're Minnesota and you lose Kevin Love, getting the guy who everyone before the season was talking about being the best guy since LeBron James buys you 3 years with your fan base.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And people forget that many of these teams are doing just that. The Lakers right now are doing that. They're trying to
dog
buy
shit.
Fuck you, Lakers.
Hey, Paul, I really appreciate you calling in. I know you got to get ready to go to your own podcast.
One question before you go. Would you agree with us that Dwayne Wade has no place on the top 50 of all-time list?
I can't really see myself. But I've never been a big Dwayne Wade fan. I think he made most of his money on screaming towards the basket and falling down. I think that's his signature play.
Yeah.
You want to a guy whose signature play is running to the basket and then screaming in agony in the top 50. Great.
He can really draw a foul.
I'm with you. I don't think he's top 50.
I don't either.
But I do think he was a great guard.
Top 100.
Yeah, I think Allen Iverson was better. He was just on a bad team. But, Paul, I know you got to go. Let's do it again. I hope you have fun.
Nice
and
to meet you, Paul.
I'd love it. I'm a big fan. I would love to get you in studio, man. And we could have a little fun.
Love to have you in here.
Once oil crises dialed down, we'll get me over there.
Okay, so that'll be brother. Never. I appreciate that. We'd love to do Collins calling again. We'll talk during the season and that's Short Quarter. It's available on the internet, on iTunes. Check it out. And we'll talk to you soon, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
I love
that guy.
He wrote a book. Yeah, what a cool guy.
Dude, that's really cool.
That was cool, right?
Dude, he was on... I would love to talk to him longer. He was on 11 teams in 7 years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a journeyman right there. Six of those teams, other countries.
WNBA.
His collection of jerseys is bigger than Earl Skagel's.
It really is. He wrote a book that's the title of it's very funny. It's called "Can I Keep My Jersey, Please?"
Really?
Yeah. Please, please, welcome back to the show, Dustin. Dustin, hey, you there?
I lived the last 10 minutes. And now I've got the cum dumpster here.
Listen, before we get in the cum dumpster, thanks for living again, not dying on the show, even though if you do, our ratings would be huge. But if not,
if it gets really, listen, if it ever gets really bad, we'll do a special episode of Rock and Die on air.
Okay, that's great. So, our preference is for you to live. But if you're going to die, do it on air.
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that?
We outlive the trend.
Between noon and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It would be a great time.
I'm going to see if Bet DSI can take bets on whether you're going to outlive Tranny Correspondent.
Yeah, I think that Bet DSI should put that up between me and Tranny Correspondent.
We will. We will. Now, real quick, Dustin, before we go, something's going on where your wife is sexually attracted to me. I'm getting texts from you guys. I don't know who's fucking with me, or you guys really want me
Sam, can you read some of the texts?
Yes. I think it's...
Yeah, I woke up this morning and saw those texts. She grabbed my phone last night, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Katie wants to sit on your face and make awesome sauce. You have an... Sam, this is Katie. What are you going to do for me if Cum Dumpster calls in? Now, are you okay with me, like, beating off on your wife's face?
I mean, as long as you're gentlemanly about it.
What's that?
Oh, he won't be.
You've got to be a gentleman.
No, that's not a factor.
You want me to be a gentleman when I jizz on your wife's face?
I don't think you can do both of those things at the same time.
Okay. Thank you. I'll wear a top hat and a monocle as I beat off.
You just beat off on your face and then you go, you're welcome.
You look like Mr. Peanut.
Katie, are you there?
Say, pardon me, do you have any great poupon? And then you can jerk off.
Yeah.
You do now.
Katie, are you there?
All right,
let me get her in. Like, wow, she sounds just like Dustin.
I don't have Katie. I've only got the cum dumpster.
Okay, no Katie. So cum dumpster, are you there?
All right, here you go.
Cum dumpster?
Hi, guys.
Hey, cum dumpster, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, cum dumpster, you know the old cum dumpster one, agreed to do 10 minutes, or we'll do 5 minutes, 5 minutes of hardcore phone sex with Daniel-san. Now, Daniel-san doesn't want to call in because he got mad because we couldn't take his call.
Oh, basically, he always hung up on me.
Yeah.
I think there was a problem.
So, we decided to pay off this bet. So, we're going to have Daniel Pizzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazzazz
5 minutes of hardcore phone sex. Are you cool with that?
I'm down.
Now, here's the thing.
Damn.
The key to phone sex is you can't say no to anything. Whatever he says he wants to do, you have to agree with it in a sexy, heavy-breathing voice. Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Okay. Do we 100%.
Have any... 100%.
What's that?
100%.
Okay. I like that. You use my thing. Do you guys have any phone kind of porno music to play in the back?
Of course they do.
Okay. Now, Dan, are you going to be comfortable with hardcore phone sex with Cum Dumpster?
I think so. Can I preface it with a question to her?
Yes.
Do you have all your teeth?
I sure do.
Okay, it started.
So far, so good.
Phone sex. Dan, start. I gotta pee.
All right, Cum Dumpster. Now, I'd like you to take off your shirt and your blouse and your dress.
Honey, I don't ever wear a dress, and I ain't got no panties on, so I'm ready.
Even better. All right, so what are you gonna do with those panties off?
Whatever you want to do.
Can you explain something that you would like to do to me?
Well, first, I'd like for you to go downtown and eat me out for a little while and taste what a certain pizza tastes like, because I'm good like that.
Okay. Yeah. So far, I like it. I like it. Keep going. Do you like this big beard?
Do I like beards?
Yeah.
I do. It leaves a little something behind, you know what I mean, sometimes.
A little something for me to go away with. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then you bring that beard up to my mouth, and I'll lick that cum right off your face.
Okay, so you're going to be cleaning my beard of your cum. I like that. I like that. That's really getting me working down here.
If I might interject, cum dumpster, where do you want him to spray you down?
That's a good question.
Spray me down in my face first.
I can definitely oblige.
Like a big load in my face. That's what really gets me going. More cum, the better.
Well, I think I can oblige you with that at least once.
Is she going to eat your asshole?
Will you eat my asshole?
You got to eat mine first.
Well, I think we can scratch each other's backs.
Hey. Cum dumpster, no. What I say, yes and, yes and. Anything he says, you agree to. This is his phone sex.
So you're starting to eat my ass. How are you gonna go? How are you gonna go about it?
I'm gonna work my way down, real slow, and I'm just gonna start munching on it like a Jew clam. And I'm gonna stick my tongue in your asshole, and I'm gonna lick your inside.
Okay, that's working. That's
Rich
working.
Jew clam reference.
Okay, so.
Keep talking.
Keep going, dude. This is your phone sex.
Okay. So now that my ass has been eaten, are we actually going to start with some penetration?
Yeah. I got me a nice, big, black cock I bought to shove inside of you.
Inside of me?
Yeah.
You lost me at that.
Come down, dude. This is his phone sex, not yours.
I am not the tranny correspondent.
Yeah.
Well... Maybe you
shove
inside me, then.
Okay.
I like that a little bit more.
Sir, he doesn't want to use condoms. So are you going to make him use condoms?
Nope. I don't like condoms. They leave a little something behind, too.
Very true. Now, what would happen if I got you pregnant?
I'd have an abortion.
Okay. That's the hottest thing you've said so far.
That's the dirtiest shit I've heard in a long time.
Why is Renee crying? He hates when you kill the
child. Ari Shafir approved. Okay, well.
So what else do you want me to do?
I mean.
You ain't doing nothing to me here.
Well, it's my phone sex. I mean.
You gotta kick it up a notch.
He already said he was gonna mace your face with a hot load.
Yeah, I was gonna pepper you.
He wants to bang you in the ass. Is that okay, cum dumpster?
Absolutely.
Can he jizz in your
asshole?
You can
put it in any place you want to, baby. You can put it in my ass. You can put it between my tits. You can put it in my mouth. You can put it in my fucking ear if you want to. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You really are an equal opportunity employer with all your holes. I really appreciate that. All
right, finish up. Give the finish up. You're finishing.
Welcome, okay, I'm going to finish. I'm going to go back to the face, if you don't mind. Can you explain
Absolutely.
My last?
Will you tongue his taint while he beats off?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I love the taint. That's my favorite part, right there between the balls and the asshole.
That is where it is.
Okay, you're about to finish, Dan. Go home with a big bang.
Come on, baby. Bring out your load. Bring it. Come on. What you doing, baby? Where's it going to come at? My face inside my pussy. Where are you going to put that
I'm putting it all on your eyelashes and just all over your forehead, just giving you a mosaic.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's what the cum dumpster likes. Put that shit on me.
A filthy, filthy whore.
Wow, cum dumpster. Great job. Great job.
Really nice.
I got wood. Anyone got hard? I'm be honest. Anyone get a little hard? Anyone get a little hard?
I showed up hard.
Yeah. Cum dumpster, you did great. Congratulations.
Thank you, boys.
Cum dumpster, we'd love to have you call in more and do more phone sex with people.
And there was a lot of just like what she sees going on. Like,
hang on.
I don't know. You want that?
And it's I got
like,
a I question.
The whole idea.
I got a question for cum dumpster. Not to be too dirty, but does it turn you on? Like if a guy shits in your hair? There you go. Get the fuck out of town. That
was you
great.
Hung up on cum dumpster?
Yep.
All right. That's what was your question?
She went, her phone sex was more just like talking about like they were like almost like barking at what their real sex is going to be like.
Yeah. I don't think either of them. I think Dan's a quiet guy. I mean, he won't shut up the whole show, but he seems like a quiet dude.
Yeah.
So I think that he is. I don't think
He's had phone sex before. You ever had phone sex?
No, I have, but I mean, she didn't really do it like an actual like operator. She kind of like made me do everything.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
she
like, actually,
she didn't fill in the story.
Yeah, usually you just call and then it just turns terrible.
Yeah,
and by terrible I mean amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. She was just kind of like, yeah, you gonna let me get up all up in that tank. That's the best part, right where your butthole meets your balls.
At times, she seemed kind of disappointed in his decisions on what he wanted to do.
He's like, "Well, I would love to."
What are you gonna do to me? It's like, "Fuck you! This is his moment."
I would love to massage your clit, and she's like, "How about you shit in my mouth?" And you're like, "Whoa!"
How about you do what the customer says?
The customer says.
And then she had a couple like random good ones where you would be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking eat you out. And she's like, I'm getting fucked by a black dick. And you're like, wait a minute. When did a black guy show up here?
Where did he fuck him with a black dildo?
Where did he come from?
Oh, my God. Raped. What a great fucking episode today.
It was solid.
You know what? And I was worried about GSP with his drug problems. And now
I can't believe.
But now Diaz, it seems like he's going to help him out and help him change his life. We'll see.
As the octagon turns.
He could wind up in a refrigerator box again, but I don't know. I feel positive about this.
Dan, welcome.
Thanks for being here. I thank you. I think GSP is going to do well, definitely do a little tuning, as Nick so eloquently puts it.
A little time on the pontoon boat.
That's all you need.
Time on the pontoon
boat. Dan, thanks for coming in. You coming to Sam's show tonight?
For sure.
Great.
Anything else you got to push?
Yep.
Ari, anything you want to say?
I'll be at the Bell House in Brooklyn, August 21st. You can get tickets now on my website, arishafir.com.
Anybody's in town, I'll be at the Bronson Bar headlining tomorrow night, doing a little longer of a set on Sunset Bronson. Come
when's
get
some. When's your CD recording?
It's in early October, Belly Room.
Who's recording it?
Wow, nice.
James has it, dude, but then I got another dude, so I got to see which is the better way to go with it.
Renee, we didn't get to talk Dodgers. Today is Vin Scully's. Officially the longest anyone's ever done a sports announcing for a team. Today is it officially, it's 50 or 60.
All sports of all time.
Wow,
amazing. I'm going to the game tonight, getting the Vin Scully microphone.
Yes.
It says, it's time for Dodger baseball.
Yes.
It's got like a little button.
Bring it in.
Yeah, I will. Nice. I'll bring it in. I'm going to try to use my Mexican skills and steal a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Last time I went to the Dodger game, I stole someone's bobblehead, all incognito.
Bring it. We'll raffle it off. Or we'll have cum dumpster shove it in her asshole.
For sure.
Angelo, anything you want to say? All right, guys, it was a great week. Bet DSI Punch Drunk, Caveman Coffee. Go support us.
Amazon.
Oh, yeah, the Amazon links. Use our links. They officially help us now. How great is that? They officially help us now. That's what it is. I get it. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Suck it.